神他要建造他的教会。
In the past few weeks, we have been sharing upon the subject of edification.
我们的神是说话的神。
God is the God who speaks.
他说有就有，他命立就立。
He spoke all things into existence.
他要用他的话语来建造教会。
With his words, he shall edify his church.
我们知道诸天都在述说神的荣耀。
We know all the skies and the whole universe proclaim of his glory.
穹苍都在传扬他的手段。
The entire universe is praising his works.
但是从圣经里面历史历代我们看见神他好像一直要得着人来赞美他，来传讲他的话。
Yet we see in the Bible throughout the generations, God is always seeking men he could use, and through their words, he is building up his church.
是神也可以造一个录音机，定时的就播放他的话语。
It would be a piece of cake for the Lord to just create a certain recording and regularly, it will play out his desire and his words.
每一次播的就一点都不差。
And it would be so exact and punctual.
但是神不用这个方法。
But that is not the way of God.
神他要得着人来说话。
Instead, he wants to obtain people and he speaks through those vessels.
神也可以用天使来传达他的信息。
And it would be a cinch for him to send out angels to proclaim his messages all the time.
但是我们发现除了极少数的例子以外，神要得着人来传话。
Yet, except for very few exceptions, we see God is always seeking men to spread his message.
当真正没办法的时候，神也可以用驴子来说话。
And when he comes to his end of wits, he could even use a donkey to proclaim the message.
但是神的心意，他先要得着人。
Yet in the heart of hearts of God, he wants to obtain men.
所以我们看见神不单把他的话语传达出来。
Not only he desired for his words to be expressed,
更重要的我们看见这些人在这里传达神的信息。
Much more importantly, he wants to obtain people who is willing to spread his words.
所以我们读圣经时候有很多很有意思的故事。
When we read the Bible, we run into a lot of very interesting examples.
我们读到亚伯拉罕。
For instance, Abraham.
好像这个人活生生的摆在我们面前。
He is such a living and vivid example before us.
不止他所说的，他所得着的，传达的那一些话而已。
And not just the message that he proclaimed.
神叫我们看见他怎么样制作这个人，得着这个人。
Yet God desires for us to see how he has obtained this vessel and how he has made him to be of his own desire.
好像神的话能够成就在一个人的身上。
So that the word become flesh on this vessel that he has obtained.
然后从这个人里面把它发表出来。
Through this vessel, he live out the meaning and significance of this message.
所以我们觉得很稀奇。
We oftentimes wonder.
整本圣经有这么多的故事。
That the Bible are full of stories and examples.
如果我们把这些人这些故事都拿掉的话。
And without those episodes of stories.
只留下来耶和华说。万军之耶和华说
And we will be only left with the host of the Lord proclaims.
那你看这个圣经好像变得非常的薄了
And it will be a very thin Bible.
神说话有一个目的
God speaks always with a purpose.
他要把人建造起来
And that is through his words he wants to edify the vessel.
他要来建造他的教会
He wants to edify his church.
所以我们看见一个一个的人被主来得着
So one by one we see a man, a vessel is obtained by him.
在雅各的身上有多少主的工作
Likewise in the life of Jacob.
是的他也听见神向他说话
Yes indeed he heard God speaking to him.
我们看见约瑟神也做工在他的身上。
Such is the life of Joseph, how God worked upon him.
我们看见摩西。
Also in the life of Moses.
是的，他到西奈山上，他领受十诫。
Yes, he went up to Mount Sinai and he has received the tablets from the Lord.
这是神的心意，直接向他的传达。
And that is a direct expression of the heart of God.
但是我们看见从他在埃及一路上，主是怎么样做工在他里面。
And yet we realize how God worked upon him throughout the journey from Egypt to the wilderness.
他要怎么带以色列的百姓离开埃及。
How God brought his own people exiled out of at Egypt.
神也让我们看见他们要过逾越节。
The Lord also showed us how they have to observe the Passover.
逾越节之前他们要检查羔羊。
And before the Passover, they must carefully examine the lamb.
直到找到这个羔羊是没有瑕疵没有斑点的
until they find one that is without blemish and blemish and spot.
到今天我们都知道这个羔羊就是讲到耶稣基督
This day we realize that that lamb signifies Jesus Christ.
他是神没有斑点没有瑕疵的神的羔羊
He is the only lamb of God that is spotless and without blemish.
羔羊必须被杀
And the lamb must be slain.
羔羊的血涂在门框和门楣上
And the blood of the lamb was spread upon the doorpost and the frame.
他讲到有灭命的天使要来
And when the death angel comes to strike them,
以色列的百姓，他们的家里面门框上、门楣上有羔羊的宝血。
Those households of Israel that has the smear of the blood of the lamb will be passed over.
那这几天有一个弟兄他跟我讲这个过年的意思。
In the past couple of days, a brother shared with me the meaning of observing the Chinese New Year.
他说他发现蛮有意思的。
He thought that it was rather interesting.
因为在中国人来讲，这个年呢是一个灭命的、很可怕的一个兽。
According to the Chinese legend, that this beast, wild beast named 年 is very scary.
那他们要把这个年要能够过去。
And every year they pray that they can pass the presence of this beast called 年。
所以中国人呢，叫这个门框门楣上要贴什么？贴这个春联。
So we always post this red good saying to spell out the bad luck on the door frame and the door post.
然后是用红色的。
It's in the color of red.
那有一个人他说在山西一个地方他看见他们这个不是用春联他们就用血真的就涂在上面。
And the legend has it that in the province of 山西 instead of posting the red paper around the door frames, they truly smear blood on the door post as well.
那是不是中国人很早就知道这个逾越节的意思
Is this telling us that maybe somehow Chinese from thousands years ago understood the meaning of Passover?
是的有那个灭命的天使要来
Yes, there will be angels of death that will come by their doors.
当我们看见整个人类都是在这样的一个光景中
And truly that is the condition that the whole human being lies under.
只有一个拯救
And there is only one way out.
靠着耶稣基督的宝血
And that is by the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
啊，所有的审判能够从我们身上能够越过去。
That all the judgment and condemnation will pass us by.
摩西带以色列的百姓出了埃及。
When Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt.
我们看见神怎么样做工在摩西的身上。
We saw how God worked upon Moses.
那这些故事读起来，今天这个活活的人好像在我们的面前。
And when we study the Old Testament, they are so vivid right in front of our eyes.
所以摩西传讲神的话。
Yes, Moses proclaimed the message from God.
他好像不是一个传声筒一样，这个话这边来，这边就讲出来。
But he wasn't just a bullhorn that was just echoing whatever he heard in his ears from God.
是神的话经过他来传达。
Yes, the word of God was expressed through this living person Moses.
我想这都讲到一个道成肉身的原则。
It is all in the same principle as how Jesus became flesh.
就是话成了肉身。
That is the word of God become flesh.
那今天我们说神怎么样用借着他的话来建造教会呢
？Today I want to share with you about how God used His word to edify the church.
今天神不用雷声闪电在这里来说话。
God did not speak to the church today through thunders and lightning.
他得着我们，他借着我们来说话。
But instead, He obtained vessels one at a time to speak for Him.
所以今天我们特别来读几处的圣经。
I want to share with you a few passages from the Bible.
那我们可以看见神实在要得着我们，借着话语彼此得着建造。
So that we may be convinced that it is people that God wants to obtain, and through our words He edifies the church.
我们先来读一下雅各书三章第九节和第十节。
Let's please read James chapter 3 verse 9.
我们用舌头颂赞那为主为父的，又用舌头咒诅那照着神形象被造的人。颂赞和咒诅从一个口里出来，我的弟兄们，这是不应当的。所以 这边看见神叫我们用舌头来赞美神。
And here it tells us that with the tongues we praise our Lord.
但是关键今天讲到说我们这个人到底是如何。
And yet the key is what kind of person are we?
还不只是那个话的本身。
It is not exactly the words that you speak.
那如果颂赞和咒诅是从一个口里出来。
If out of the same mouth come praise and cursing.
他说我的弟兄啊这个是不应该的。
And the Bible says, my brothers, this should not be.
因为这样子来看，这个器皿是有问题的。
Because it shows that there's something wrong with the vessel itself.
如果我们里面是充满了赞美，
If your heart is filled with praises to God,
里面所充满的口里就说出来。
And out of the abundance of your heart, the mouth utters.
所以呢，才不在于说外面的那个话，而是在于我们里面的情形到底是怎么样。
A lot of times, what matters more is not the outward words that you uttered, but is what is truly fills your heart.
神要借着人来说话。
God always wants to speak through men.
所以他先要得着我们这些人。
And therefore, first of all, he must obtain some men that he could use.
在雅各书里面，他特别讲到人的舌头。
The book of James.Specifically deals with the subject of tongues.
但是我想我们都知道，今天我们若单单要来拦阻，要来控制我们舌头，那是没有办法的。
But we all know that oftentimes how it is futile for us to try to control this tongue.
如果我们单单讲说，哦，这所有的咒诅的话是不许从口里出来。
If you just tell yourself, oh, I must not utter any words of cursing.
你是做不到的。
And oftentimes you find yourself.
我们必须这个人被主来改变。
Helpless until this person is changed by God.
叫我们里面充满了颂赞。
Until you are.Filled with praises within.
充满了感谢。
Filled with thanksgiving.
很自然的，我们里面所流露出来的就是颂赞。
And then naturally, out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth utters praises.
什么时候，好像我们口里竟然说出了咒诅的话来。
Sometimes you'll be surprised how cursing words will come out of your mouth.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们在主面前认罪悔改。
Then we must go to the Lord, repent.
怎么两个，一个泉源又出了两种不同的水呢？
Out of the same mouth, how can there be praises and cursing?
怎么能够是甜水又出了苦水呢？
How can the same spring flow out salt and fresh water?
怎么有颂赞从我们口中出来，为却有咒诅从我里面也出来呢？
Out of the same mouth, how can there come praising and cursing?
啊，我们要求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
叫我们这个人真的被主得着。
That we are willing to be obtained and used by Him.
我们才能用话语来建造。
So that with our words, we edify the people around us.
我们都承认说我们的里面有多少的掺杂。
How oftentimes we have come to the realization that we are so full of impurity.
但是主住在我们里面。
And yet Jesus lives within us.
圣灵住在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit dwells within.
是那么的真实。
And He is so real.
他要显明我们里面一切的光景。
And he will come to illumine us and expose everything that's within.
我们该怎么做呢？
And therefore, what should we do?
我想刚刚那首诗歌实在是非常的宝贵。
Just like the hymn we just sang.
哦，主你的容面是我所羡。
Oh yes, thy blessed face is what I desire.
当我们的主向我们显现。
When he revealed himself to us.
他比一切好像都更为真实。
He become more real than anything else.
那这个显现就把他的自己启示在我们里面。
And when he appears, he reveals himself to us.
我们就看见说，真的，在神那里，他是众善的源头。
And we come to the conviction that truly he is the source of all goodness.
我们就会宝贵他所有的丰富，所有的美丽。
And we cherish who he is and all that is within him.
哦，我们说求他开我们的耳朵。
How we pray that please open my ears, Lord.
让我们听见他的声音。
So I may hear your voice.
他的话就是灵，就是生命。
His word is spirit and is life.
死人要听见神儿子的声音，听见的就要活了。
The dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and he will come to life.
什么时候我们得着了他的话
？Whenever we hear his words.
好像我们从所有死亡中，我们能够活过来。
It's like suddenly we come out of all death.
啊，这个话带着何等的力量
！His words always come with great power.
这个话带着生命和能力。
And life.
我们感谢赞美主。
How we praise the Lord.
是的，主就叫我们每一天这样子带着渴望，我们求主向我们显现。
Yes, every day let's come before the Lord and desire for His revelation.
我们祷告，叫我们这个人被主来得着。
And let's all pray, Lord, please obtain me.
我们来读一下哥林多前书十四章。
Please read with me 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
第四节。
Verse 4.
说方言的是造就自己，做先知讲道的乃是造就教会。四章第三十一节。
31.
因为你们都可以一个一个的做先知讲道，叫众人学道理，叫众人得劝勉。十四章里面他讲到了很多属灵的恩赐。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, it specifically dealt with all kinds of spiritual gifts.
那特别讲到这些恩赐在教会中的运用。
And their respective functions.
那它需要有怎么样的次序。
How it should be done in an orderly way.
我们要切慕各样属灵的恩赐。
Yes, we must desire all kinds of spiritual gifts.
但是我们更要羡慕做先知讲道。
And yet much more importantly, let's desire to be able to prophesy.
他特别说到说方言的恩赐。
And when he talks about the gift of speaking in tongues.
但是方言是造就自己。
He says speaking in tongues is to edify yourself.
别人并不能够认识明白这个方言的意思。
When you speak in tongues, the people around you cannot understand what you were praying about.
所以方言是需要有翻方言的恩赐。
Unless it was interpreted.
除非这个方言能够被翻出来
，until it is interpreted，
那别人没有办法明白
，people cannot understand what
不能得着造就
，your prayer is about and be edified。
先知讲道是为了造就教会
，when a person prophesy, they are edifying the church。
当我们一讲到做先知讲道
，whenever we talk about being a prophet。
也许我们会想说是不是属于哪一些非常特别的一般人
And you might be thinking that must be a very special group of people
我们一讲到先知好像眼睛一闭上来就能够看见未来发生的事情
We relate the word prophet to somebody who can foretell what is going to happen in the future
可是当我们读到第三十一节
But if you read verse 31
他说你们都可以一个一个的做先知讲道
He says, for you can all prophesy in turn.
所以这个好像不是属于哪一些非常特别的人
So it seems like this gift of prophecy here doesn't belong to a very certain specific group of people.
而是给他的教会
But it was to the whole church.
一个一个的都可以做先知讲道
That you all can prophesy.
那在第三节他讲到先知讲道它有什么样的果效呢
？And it tells us that what is the result of prophecy.
它讲到我们造就就是建造。
It says that everyone may be instructed.
然后安慰。
And encouraged.
然后劝勉。
And comforted.
让我们彼此来得着激励。
So that we all may be strengthened.
先知讲到，我们也讲到过，他能够认识神在他身上的启示。
Prophets are those who have received revelation from God.
认识基督。
They have come to the realization of who Jesus Christ is.
那经过他的对主的经历。
And through their personal experience,
他能够把它发表出来。
They were able to express that revelation.
所以这个发表不单是一面是主的话的本身。
So the expression of that message, not only it was words from God.
那另外一面是讲到神在他身上的制作。
It also speaks of God's handiwork upon the vessel he used.
所以在这边呢，就能够达到一个建造的果效。
And therefore it will come with the fruit of edification of church.
也能够安慰。
And it will comfort people.
也能够劝勉。
It will instruct people.
所以在这里我们特别看见主把这样的一个情况是赐给他的教会。
And we know that this is the condition that God desires of his church.
当我们上礼拜五在一起读经交通的时候
Friday night when, during our Bible study,
我们读到这段的圣经。
We were studying this particular passage.
当时我们真的知道说今天我们不论多少人围着一圈坐在这里。
And then we believe that regardless of the number of people that were here at the Bible study,
这样的一个聚会 是何等的宝贵。
How precious it is to be able to have meetings like that.
一个一个的做先知讲道。
That each one of us, one by one, can prophesy.
不一定每一个讲了一长篇的大的信息。
It doesn't mean that we each have to share a very lengthy message.
但是有的时候，有些人心里忧伤痛苦。
Sometimes one might be stricken with grief.
一下子他得着了安慰。
And suddenly he will be comforted.
有些时候，有的人他里面灰心失望。
And some might be sitting there.In discouragement.
一下子他得着了激励。
And suddenly they were enthused.
很多时候刚刚得救的一些弟兄姊妹们。
And sometimes new believers might come among us.
他们交通他们和主的关系。
And they share with us their very fresh encounters with the Lord.
特别让一些资深的基督徒们里面特别得着滋润和羡慕。
It is the music in the ears of those who have been saved for a long time.
的确每一个肢体的交通都是那么的宝贵。
Indeed, it is very precious. Everything, every one of us shared with each other.
一个一个的可以做先知讲道。
One by one, we can all prophesy.
一个一个的当我们在交通的时候我们彼此能够在这里建造。
When we share with each other, we are building up each other.
我们彼此在这里得着安慰。
And we are comforted together.
我们彼此在这里得着勉励。
We're encouraged together.
这是神所养给我们在身体中借着话语彼此建造。
This is the design of God that we build up each other in the body of Christ through words.
上一次我们特别交通比较重在个人我们彼此我们个人的话语来建造。
The focus of last week's message was how to edify each other in our personal encounters.
我们随时要说造就人的好话。
How at all times we must say things to build up each other.
特别呢神也给我们在聚会中我们来彼此建造。
The focus of today is how we must edify each other in the meetings.
那这些话语也包括像我们在主面前的祷告。
For instance, your prayer that you offer in public.
祷告也是一个交通。
A prayer is a communication, it's a fellowship.
有的人讲说，哎呀，我祷告，我自己跟神祷告就好了。
Some might say, well, I like to pray in private.
我不敢在众人面前这样开口祷告。
I'm not comfortable praying in public.
但是弟兄姊妹，真的在神儿女的会中，我们要开口祷告，我们要传扬主的圣名。
And yet it is the desire of God for us to praise God and offer prayer out loud in meetings.
就像他这边讲的，如果说方言，别人都听不懂的话，那你这个方言没有办法造就人。
Just like Paul says here, if you were praying in tongue in public, nobody else could understand you, therefore it won't edify anybody.
那你说你祷告，大家在聚会中祷告，你说我只在心里祷告。
And if you were sitting in a meeting, you say, I would just offer my prayer in silence.
那别人也听不见。
Nobody around you could understand what you're praying either.
没有办法得着造就。
So they cannot be encouraged or edified by you.
所以我们看见神要我们聚在一起的时候，是我们一起得着建造。
The desire of God for us when we come in meetings is all to be edified.
啊，每一个祷告都是那么宝贵。
And therefore each prayer is very precious in His ears.
当众人在那里一起说阿门。
When all echo together and say Amen.
好像我们都在同一个祷告的里面。
That's like we all come before God in the same prayer.
不论是刚刚得救的，不论是得救多年的。
Whether it's offered by somebody who's just saved or somebody who's been saved for decades.
我们都在一个的祷告里。
We come in one spirit and one prayer.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们互相勉励。
Let's encourage each other.
我们把我们的口打开。
To open your mouth and your heart.
我们只说主，我感谢你。
Even in simple words as.Oh Lord, I thank you.
或者说主我爱你。
Or just Lord, I love you.
这么简单的祷告，主他最乐意听的。
Simple and short prayers are that, like that, are music to the Lord's ears.
我记得以前我们在刚得救的时候。
I remember when we were first saved.
带领我们的他特别告诉我们。
Those who were leading me.
他说你们第一年啊，如果没有开口祷告。
Told me that during the first year you're saved, if you do not pray in public,
那你以后可能就变成一个哑巴的基督徒了。
Then you may become a dumb mute in the Church of God.
啊，的确，刚开始的时候非常的困难。
And it was really hard for us at the beginning.
那有的时候那个辅导聚会的时候就坐在你旁边。
And sometimes my little counselor would sit right next to me in church.
那播饼的时候，他看你好像有感动了，他就 推呀推呀。
And during the breaking of bread, he looked at me and thought that I was moved by the Lord, and he would elbow me.
啊，刚开始的时候面红耳赤的站起来。
And I remember at the very beginning, I stood up and I was blushing and trying to say something.
就是站起来，结果好半天说不出一句话来。
And after a long hard struggle, I couldn't, you know, utter a word.
啊，主耶稣啊。
Lord Jesus.
差点讲说主啊，救我啊。
I almost said, Oh Lord, help me.
不，感谢主，有这些辅导们，他们在那里好像知道说你必须要祷告啊。
But thank God, there were counselors who know that they want to push us to pray in public.
你再不祷告的话，你可能一辈子也祷告不了了。
They know that if I don't have that breakthrough, I might become a deaf mute in the Church of God for life.
回想起来，当时是觉得你推什么推啊，推什么推啊。
I remember at that time, I really resented the nudging from my counselor.
但是现在觉得，哎呀，真的很感谢主。
In retrospect, I thank God that he did that.
弟兄姊妹，我们彼此勉励。
And let's encourage each other.
祷告不是做文章。
And we're not here to write an essay before the Lord.
祷告是我们里面一个最自然的发表。
Prayer is a natural expression of what's filled inside.
直接来到神的面前。
You go directly to God.
我们一面向着神在这里祷告。
Yes, on the one hand, we're praying to God.
但是我们知道今天在圣经中有多少的祷告，今天这些话在这里建造我们。
But in the meanwhile, we know oftentimes the prayer of others really edified.
所以我们也在祷告中，我们彼此都做建造。
So through prayer, public prayer, we are building up each other.
在祷告中也让神得做荣耀。
And in our prayer, we're glorifying God.
除了祷告，我们在交通的聚会当中的确一个一个做先知讲道。
And other than prayer in public, also to prophesy in meetings.
我想主给我们是每一个人都有这样的机会。
It's also a desire and opportunity that God given us.
我们再读一下哥林多前书14章26节。
Please read 1 Corinthians 14, 26.
弟兄们，这却怎么样呢？你们聚会的时候，个人或有诗歌，或有教训，或有启示，或有方言，或有翻出来的话，凡事都当造就人。他最后讲得很好，凡事都当造就人。
All of this must be done for the strengthening of the church.
但是在这边聚会的时候，我们说一个一个的做先知讲道。
When we come to the meetings, every one of us should prophesy.
但是我们怎么样来做先知讲道呢？
Yet how do we prophesy?
怎么样能够成为神的发表呢？
How can we become a living expression of the heart of God?
那在这里有几个点，特别有一个字就是有。
There are a few ways that we could do it, and I want you to pay the specific attention to the word has.
个人或有诗歌。
Everyone has a hymn.
或有教训。
Has a word of instruction.
或有启示。
Has a revelation.
或有翻出来的话。
Has a tongue or an interpretation.
所以这每一个点呢，在这个有上是非常的重要。
And the emphasis, I want to underscore the word has.
其实我们真的知道神把那个有来赐给每一个弟兄姊妹。
We have it because God has given it to us.
所以我们聚在一起的时候，这个聚会这么的丰富。
Therefore, when we gather together, the meeting is rich.
每一个人都把一点有带过来。
If every one of us bring what we have.
我记得有一次到台湾丰原去聚会。
I remember attending a meeting in 丰原。
就是我们碧秋姊妹她以前在那里聚会的地方。
Where 碧秋 was from.
那有一个晚上。
There was one evening.
那在教会里面有爱宴交通。
There was a love feast provided.
啊，那一天哦，那所有的桌子好像能摆的地方全是摆满了菜。
I remember the table was full of delicacies.
那每一个弟兄姊妹们呢，他们呢基本上都带一个菜来。
And every one of the church members brought a dish.
那有些可能还不只带一个。
And some of them probably brought a few.
他说集起来就是这么的丰富。
So the table were fully occupied and it was really an abundant feast.
有一个乒乓球桌啊，上面也是摆满了菜。
And even the ping pong table was filled with dishes.
就显出这么丰富。
It's so abundant.
其实神叫我们聚在一起的时候也是要显出那么丰富来。
That is the kind of abundance God wants us to manifest whenever we come together.
这丰富怎么来的呢？
So where is the abundance from?
每一个人都把那个有拿出来。
Each one of us offer what we have.
如果每一个人来都是 那天有人讲哈，要空空的来，想要薄薄的回去。
If all of us come with a prayer that I will come empty-handed, but I shall go home with a full belly.
如果那天聚在他们那边聚会的时候，大家都是空空的来。
Now, if we all come in the same manner,
那可能我们也是空空的，饿着肚子回去了。
And no one is going to go home with a full stomach.
但是每一个人就拿这么一盘菜来。
But only when everyone brings a little dish.
啊，就有几十盘的菜在那里。
And suddenly you have dozens of delicacies.
显出这样的丰富。
And it manifested the abundance of God in His church.
但是我自己觉得说，这个有是非常的重要。
I want to underscore the word.Has.
那这些弟兄姊妹们，他要把这盘菜带来，在家里面他就先预备的。
In order for you to bring that dish to church, you have to prepare at home.
这个菜要花代价去买的。
Or you have to go to a certain place to purchase it.
这个菜不是自己就切的好好的，你要来得洗啊，来切的。
You have to take the time to pay the price to wash it, to cut it up.
要炒啊，要做啊。
And to steam it, to fry it, to do whatever.
然后你想把它带来。
And then bring it to church.
所以这个油，它是在家里先。花了时间，花了代价去预备。
In order for you to have that dish, you must pay a price beforehand.
那今天我们来到聚会里面。
Likewise, when you come to church,
我们有没有把这个有带来呢？
Do you take the time so you can have something to offer?
那要有这个有，你必须先有预备的。
In order for you to have something to offer in church, you must prepare at home.
他说若有诗歌。
There says everyone has a hymn.
一个从来不唱诗歌的人
If you are one who never opened your mouth to sing
你说他好像要得着一个从天上来的灵感他要有诗歌我想是很难的
In order for you to be divinely inspired and suddenly come up with a hymn it's hard
通常你在家里面你是一个常常唱诗歌的人
But if you are one who sings praises to the Lord at home all the time
常常被诗歌感动的人
And you are one who is oftentimes inspired by him
当你在预备主的话说哎呀真的是有诗歌哎
And then you come and suddenly you feel, yes, there, I have a hymn.
诗歌也是神赐给教会的产业。
Hymn is a spiritual possession that God gives to church.
历世历代以来多少的诗人把他们一生的经历最浓缩的写在诗歌的里面。
Throughout the centuries, lots of psalmists condense what they have experienced from God and put them in the beautiful hymns.
很多的时候神也把一个诗歌放在我们里面。
Oftentimes God will ring a hymn in our heart.
啊，一首诗就这么自然的从我们里面能够出来。
Suddenly a hymn just comes out from our being.
或者如果是有诗歌。
He says everyone has a hymn.
啊，如果是我们在家里面，我们先预备，我们得着了诗歌。
If we only take the time to prepare ourselves at home and you come with a hymn.
啊，我们把它这个有带到。聚会中来
Then you came with a dish
或有教训
Or if you have a word of instruction
或有启示
A revelation
那每一样都讲到说那个有是我们必须在生活中我们付代价我们来预备来得着这个有
And each one of this abundance that we can offer to church has to come from our preparation at home that we pay price in our private lives
我们把这个有带过来
so that we may come with something
我自己发觉一个事情非常的稀奇
And I oftentimes marvel
不论你这张圣经你花了多少时间去预备
that no matter how much time I spend to prepare a chapter beforehand
也许你也把所有的参考书都读了
Maybe I have searched all the reference books
啊也花了很多时间去默想
And I spent a lot of time meditating before the Lord
可是每一次来到交通的聚会
And yet it never failed me every time in our Bible study
我都能够有很多的得着
That I can gain so much from others sharing
从弟兄姊妹的交通里面得着很多是我从来没有看见过的
From the fellowship of brothers and sisters I will be illumined beyond what I could do myself
因为这是一个活的身体
Because this is a living body of Christ
神要借着我们彼此的交通我们来彼此建造
And through fellowship with each other God wants to edify us all
神要把每一个弟兄姊妹的有合在一起
When every one of us come with something
就这么的丰富
Then we manifest the abundance of Christ
那结果呢凡事都当造就人
And the end result is all of this must be done for the strengthening of the church
叫我们都得着造就
So we might all be strengthened
都一同被建造起来
And we'll be edified together
好，我们最后来读哥罗西书第三章。
Lastly, Colossians 3:15.
十五节和第十六节。
And 16.
又要叫基督的平安在你们心里作主，你们也为此蒙召归为一体，且要存感谢的心，当用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫，心被恩感歌颂神。他这边十五节说，叫基督的平安在你们心里作主。
Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart.
你们也为此蒙召归为一体。
Since as members of one body, you were called to peace.
我想神的心意要我们真的看见我们在基督里面是一的。
God desires for all of us to see that we are one body in Christ.
叫基督的平安在我们里面，好像一个军队的护卫。复位在我们身上。
And the peace of Christ is like a shield in our hearts.
这是仇敌所夺不去的。
And that the enemy cannot take from us.
神已经借着他的儿子，叫我们和他之间成就了这个和睦。
We have all been reconciled with God through His Son, Jesus Christ.
他也买我们回来归给他自己。
He has purchased with a great price so that we might be one.
叫我们是在一的里面。
And likewise, we are in one body.
当我们真正在这个一的当中，
when we truly dwell in the reality of oneness,
好像各样的圣灵的恩赐、神的话语能够这么丰富的流露出来，
then the, all the abundant gifts of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God can flow freely among us.
那一任何的一个肢体，
any one member of the body,
如果他不活在基督身体的当中，
if they remain detached from the rest of the body,
他没有办法得着话语的供应，
then he cannot receive the supply of the word of God.
从他身上也没有办法有话语来供应给基督的身体，
nor would he be able to strengthen and supply for the rest of the body.
所以我们很宝贵，
and therefore it is very precious.
主召我们来，
that the Lord has called all of us,
叫我们成为一个身体，
to be members of one body.
我们也很宝贵，
and it is also very precious,
今天主召我们在一起聚集，
that he has called us to come together.
虽然我们好像是非常的微小，
even though we might be a very small group of people,
但是我们知道在这里我们奉主的名聚集，
but we know that we are gathering here in the name of Jesus.
我们知道主就在我们的中间，
and the Lord is right here with us.
我们虽然是微小的，
Even though we are small fruit,
但是我们可以用神的话从每一个肢体身上出来，来建造他的教会。
But the word of God can flow from each member of the body to edify the church together.
当用各样的智慧，
It says with all wisdom,
把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里。
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly.
今天我们能够把基督的丰富，把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在我们里面。
Are you dwelling the word of God in you with all wisdom?
叫我们里面带着一个更深的渴慕。
Let's come with a deep longing.
说主，我们照我们所该知道的，我们还是不知道。
And say, Lord, according to what I could obtain from you, I have obtained very little.
照着神所要赐给我们的福分，我们所得着的还是太少的。
According to what you desire for me to have, what I have obtained is very limited.
当我们所得着他话语的丰富，我们今天所领会的还是太不够了。
And what we have come to understanding of His word is really very limited.
我们渴望用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导。
Let's all admonish and teach each other with singing of hymns and psalms and spiritual songs.
互相劝诫，心被恩感，歌颂神。
That we will do all this with gratitude in our hearts to God.
当我们一起聚集的时候，
Whenever we come together,
啊，我们让圣灵在我们中间那么自由的流通。
May the Holy Spirit have His freedom among us.
那么自由的运行。
That He can move any way He desires.
特别当我们一起擘饼纪念主。
Especially during the breaking of bread.
啊，只有主是我们的中心。
He is our focus.
我们可以用诗章、颂词、灵歌。
With psalms and hymns and spiritual songs,
我们那么自由地来到主的面前。
We come freely in His presence.
没有任何一个捆绑和限制。
Without any bondage.
我们就是单单的来赞美我们的主。
Simple-mindedly, we come to praise Him.
单单的来爱主。
We come to love Him.
让主的心得着满足。
So that His heart may be satisfied.
弟兄姊妹，当我们同心合意的来到主面前。
When we come in one accord.
当我们一同在这里赞美敬拜。
And to praise Him and worship Him.
这个祝福是何等的大。
His blessings will pour among us.
什么时候主的心满足了？
When His heart is satisfied,
我们的心才能够得着满足。
Our heart is satisfied.
我们不是单单的在这里求主来满足我们。
We're not here to seek some kind of blessings.
我们要先让主的心得着满足。
But we're here to bless the Lord first.
是的，他等着，他乐意把他的爱倾倒下来。
Yes, He's waiting. He can hardly wait to pour all His love upon us.
但是我们先要来到他的面前。
But first and foremost, we must come.
这些器皿先要被倒空。
And be willing to be emptied by Him.
要预备好了。
Prepare your heart.
啊，神真的乐意把他的爱倾下。
Indeed, He desires to outpour His love in you.
把他的丰富倾下。
To outpour His abundance in you.
好不好，弟兄姊妹，我们彼此勉励。
Let's encourage one another.
叫我们都愿意成为一个能够用话语来建造教会的人。
That we are all willing to be a vessel that can offer the word of God and edify each other.
因为主的话告诉我们要一个一个做先知讲道。
The Lord told us that we must all, everyone prophesy.
我们也真的知道神今天就是要借着人我们来说话。
We know God wants to speak through men.
我们无论在我们家庭中，
Whether in your family life,
在我们工作场合
or in your careers,
在我们所遇见的人
or in your circumstances, whoever you encounter,
我们现在要知道我们有一个非常特别的身份和地位。
Do know that you are a special messenger.
我们是一个蒙爱的儿女。
You are one that's loved by God.
我们是他的见证人。
You are His witness.
我们是他话语发表的一个出口。
You are the living expression of the word of God.
所以我们的口是何等的重要。
And how important is the utterance of your mouth.
一个泉源不能出两种的水。
Out of the same spring cannot come water of salt and fresh.
颂赞和咒诅不能从一个口里面出来。
How can praises and cursing come out of the same mouth?
我们知道我们那样的尊贵。
Know that you are of nobility.
我们就更多愿意来到主的面前。
And therefore desire to come to Him frequently.
叫主来改变我们。
Let Him transform you.
叫这个泉源中充满了颂赞。
So that you will be a spring of praises.
叫从我们的里面发出来。
And out of you flow nothing but praise.
当我们一起聚集的时候。
When we come together.
的确神叫我们一个一个的都做先知讲道。
Every one of us must prophesy.
叫我们里面有诗歌。
That there will be hymns in our hearts.
叫我们里面有教训的话。
There will be words of instruction.
叫我们里面有启示。
There will be revelation.
我们都带到聚会当中。
And we bring them to the church.
不论每一个有它的度量是大或者是小。
And regardless of the measure of the thing you have within you.
但是我们都把这个有带来。
The most important thing is bring it.
让神的家显出是那么的丰富。
Come with it, so the house of God can be rich.
每一个祷告都是宝贵的。
Every prayer offered in public is precious.
每一个交通都是宝贵的。
Every fellowship and sharing that you give in church is precious.
求主真的是保守我们在私底下的生活。
May the Lord preserve us in our private lives.
每一个礼拜，其实每一天每一个小时都是很重要的。
Every hour of the day, every day of the week is very important.
的确，我们能够在主日一同聚集是非常的宝贵。
Yes, it is a blessing that we can come together on Sundays.
曾经有一个人，当他主日聚完会。
I remember there was a person after Sunday's meeting.
他走出教堂。
And he left the building.
那他就转过身来。
He turned around.
他要鞠一个躬。
And he bowed.
他说耶稣再见。
To the building and say, Bye, Jesus.
好像下个礼拜再见。
I'll see you next week.
神叫我们是把他的同在带到每一天生活中。
God desires for us to carry His presence with us wherever we go.
每一天每一个时刻，你所接触的每一个人事物，都是我们预备这个有的机会。
Every moment of the day, everything you encounter is an opportunity to give what you have.
然后我们把这个有带在一起。
And when you come and you have something to give,
叫我们彼此建造。
then we will be able to edify each other.
彼此教导
and we can teach each other.
彼此劝诫
admonish each other.
哦，心被恩感啊，一同歌颂神。
Encourage each other with gratitude in our hearts to God.
哈利路亚。
Hallelujah.
我们再来唱诗歌280首。
Let's sing hymn 280 again.
愿从我们心的深处带着渴慕，我们来唱这样的诗歌。
Let's sing it with a longing heart.
主你容面是我所限。
Yes, I seek your blessed face, Lord.
开启我眼使我看见。
Open my eyes that I may see.
愿你荣光照我眼前。
May your glory shine in for me.
消除我的一切黑暗。
And bidding all gloom and darkness flee.
好吧，我们站起来唱这首诗歌。
Let's rise and sing.